Most Christians in the world also believe in an intermediate type of hell, okay? Maybe you don't, maybe you never did. I'm talking 1 billion Christians. That's a lot. Most Christians in the world also believe in an intermediate type of hell where the souls of the saved receive purgation of sins in preparation for admittance into paradise. Now, Protestants aren't so keen on this idea. Most Protestants protest this idea. But ironically, this is one of the few Christian ideas about hell which comes directly from Jewish beliefs. So I don't know what you do with it. But according to the doctrine of purgatory, some souls are not sufficiently free of the temporal effects of sin and its consequences to enter the state of heaven immediately, so says the Catechism, nor are they sinful enough to be destined for an eternity in hell. Such souls ultimately destined to be united with God in heaven must first endure purgation in purgatory, a state of purification in purgatory. And there they achieve the holiness necessary to enter the joy of heaven. All right, if you're from a background like mine, or from a strong Baptist or fundamentalist type of background, you would object to this idea of purgation as unbiblical. Because what it does is it says the suffering Messiah is insufficient. Messiah's suffering is insufficient to cover all sin. And so you have to go and do some of your own atoning for your own sin. As Paul teaches, there's no condemnation for those in Messiah, for those outside of Messiah. You know, we know there is, but in those, for those in Messiah, there is no condemnation. So you shouldn't have to spend any time in purgation. If you're outside Messiah, you're going to burn forever. But the Christian idea that hell is ruled over by Satan is another thing that we need to address. Satan and his demons in hell, this is an idea that seems to be borrowed directly from, not from Judaism, but from pagan mythologies, where we find the Greek underworld as the place of the dead called Hades. And in Greek mythology, Hades, you know what Hades means? I found this out. It just means unseen, I guess. The unseen place. Hades is the god of the underworld. That's the name of the deity of the dead. The god of the dead. And he rules over the souls of the dead in his own realm, and his realm is named after him, Hades. He is the jailer of souls. So in Greek mythology, what we can do, I've done this, you can visit the realm of the dead with Orpheus. Try to get out his beloved. And there you discover a place of misery and torment ruled by a despotic god. Hence the term, Hades. Confusion with Greek mythological conceptions of Hades, I think this is where the church's popular view, I don't know this for sure, but I think this is where the church's popular view of a hell ruled over by Satan comes from. Biblically, we do not find that Satan is the god of the underworld, nor is Hades his kingdom. Although Hades is a Greek term for the mythological underworld of the dead, it comes into our New Testament, doesn't it? We find it in the Gospels. That's because the Septuagint Greek, used the term to translate the Hebrew Sheol, which we'll be learning in a little bit. So in the Hebrew Bible, the dead go down to Sheol, a spiritual abode of disembodied human souls and metaphoric synonym for the grave. And we didn't have the closest, how do we say that in Greek? We could transliterate it, Sheol, or we could use a similar Greek concept, and the Septuagint chose to use a similar Greek concept called Hades, and that's how we get Hades in the Bible, and that's why the New Testament Greek uses it too. Anyway, Hades, the god of the dead, keeps one section of Hades, Tartarus, one section for torment. It's a deep, gloomy place, a pit, an abyss, a dungeon, a place of torment. If you've been really bad, when you go to Hades, you won't just go to Hades, you'll go to Tartarus. And this is the really hellish component where he's got all sorts of torments devised for you. Anyway, so if you're reading Dante, Dante made no attempt to separate Greco-Roman mythology about Hades and the realm of the dead from his presentation of Christian hell. And in so doing, he was just following in a long tradition of church writers, particularly there in the Renaissance era. This was what had become very vogue again, of saying, can we bring in the Greek mythology and Christianize it, so to speak. So if you're reading Dante, Dante brings you through Hades, and you see all of this. You can actually meet a lot of the heroes of Greek mythology somewhere in Hades. But biblically speaking, not from Dante's perspective, but biblically speaking, Satan is not in hell. He's not in Hades. He and his demons are not the tormentors in hell. Hell is not his realm. He probably really would not, he doesn't want to be there. So I think, I believe that most Christian theologians know this and know this very well and readily acknowledge this and teach this. I think I've heard pastors teach this, that Satan is not in hell. Have you ever heard pastors say that? No? Some of you are nodding. Okay, well, I think I've heard pastors teach this. But here's the problem. The classic, popular, iconic image of devils whipping souls in hell has taken such deep root in the collective consciousness that it's impossible to uproot it. I mean, if I had had an overhead and that sort of thing and projector and all that sort of thing, I thought we could spend one session just looking at Far Sides. Looking at all the Far Side comics of Satan in hell and this sort of thing. It's a cultural, assumption that you go to hell, there's the devil. That's hell.